Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm your host, John Ledyard, along with Trevor Sikkema of PewterReport.com, covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is mobile today. We've got a really fun show topic for you that we can't wait to get to. But first, this Monday edition of Locked On NFL Draft is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Use the promo code LOCKEDON at MyBookie.ag. Trevor, we had a guest lined up for today. Now he got moved to next week because he had some things come up. Moved to next week. I'm really excited for that. I don't want to give away who it is yet because I think people are going to really be excited. But we kind of didn't know what to talk about then today. I mean, we had a couple things in the mixer maybe, but Quan Alexander put out a great tweet that we thought was really interesting. That was essentially said, yeah, Tampa Bay Buccaneer Hive. He essentially said, what if you put all the NFL players back on their college teams? Who would have the best team? And he was, of course, plugging LSU for having the best team, which obviously they did not. But
so before we get into actually who's on those teams, let me just admit something that might be slightly embarrassing to some, might be cool to other people. Back when you could basically create your own jerseys and like create your own everything in Madden, like the stadium, the jerseys, the colors, all this stuff. You could basically have customization over all of it. I, at one point, took 32 colleges and made all, like, for the 32 NFL teams, replaced every NFL team with, like, basically the top 32 colleges that had prospects in there, divided them up by, like, divisions, and simulated a season.
Wow. And who won?
I think Oklahoma won.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so this was like 5 years ago. And if somebody were to ask me how long it took me to do this, I would just say, don't worry about it. Like, I'm not going to answer that. But what's probably even more sad is that the time it took to do it, like, I loved it the whole dang time.
Yeah.
I did so many
things like that as a kid. Yeah. It does take a long time, but it's worth it. Those things are fun.
So that's why I get so mad at Madden when they don't let us create our own teams now. But that's a topic for a different day.
Yeah, I agree. But I agree with your anger as well. But so we went through. I was going through some of the colleges, and I was just kind of thinking about it. And we got to start with Alabama, right? Alphabetically, yeah. And also because obviously we're going to end up there anyway. So. Here's Alabama's – you're taking all the players that they have in the NFL. Here's what their roster would look like. Okay, let's start at the quarterback position where they only have one quarterback in the NFL, and it's, of course, the GOAT, A.J. McCarron.
Yes.
That's obviously a weak spot. Alabama, you know, they're not known for, you know, for producing great quarterbacks. So, A.J. McCarron,
not many schools are.
They're not going to throw the ball anyway, though, because they have Mark Ingram, they have Derrick Henry, they have Kenyon Drake, they have Eddie Lacy, we'll say prime Eddie Lacy, and T.J. Yeldon in the backfield. So basically like five dudes who will straight truck stick. Well, four dudes who will truck stick you, and Drake will bounce every carry outside.
And they got T. Rich in the waiting.
Yes, T. Rich ready.
They got T. Rich on the practice squad, baby.
That's right. He's ready. He's waiting for the call-up. The offensive line would be probably another weak spot, although I like Cam Robinson and Ryan Kelly. Andre Smith did have some good years. He's older now. Chance Warmack's in there. He's a suitable guard. James Carpenter, DJ Fluker, guys that are probably better suited as backups.
I wonder what the chemistry of these guys would be like back on their, like,
right,
their championship.
Some of them didn't even
level.
Play together. Like Fluker and Ryan Kelly and Cam Robinson didn't play together. You know, Andre Smith
well,
and those
true.
Guys.
Yeah, that's true.
So it'd be like new teammates essentially.
They'd have that Alabama bond.
That's true. They have the common bond. I think O.J. Howard's the only tight end from Alabama in the NFL. So he'd obviously be the tight end. How about this?
Tight ends are kind of like weird in the NFL. They come from all over, I feel like.
How about this one, though? Julio Jones and Amari Cooper are your wideouts. Does
Rip.
It even matter who you, does it even matter who your quarterback is? Are Darius Stewart's in there as well?
That's yeah, I was going to say, Stewart's got to be like the slot dude, right?
Well, Cooper probably bump into the slot, and Cooper and Jones. Or, I mean, they could all play everywhere. That's what I like. That's a good trio right there. Defensively, their safeties, Clinton Dix would be the starting free safety. Landon Collins could play free or strong. Those two would be your starters.
Gosh.
Mark Barron and Eddie Jackson wouldn't even play. Like, they would be on the bench.
Linebackers.
Yeah, defensive line, Marcel Darius and John Allen on the inside, a little Jerron Reed, a little Dalvin Tomlinson. I wasn't a big A'shaun Robinson fan, but he's in the mix. Quentin Dial is an underrated nose guy.
Squad.
He practice squatter, yeah. Courtney Upshaw's in there. They have so many D linemen in the league, it's absurd.
Linebackers.
They're not
like
great
Dunn
at the edge rusher spot. Ryan Anderson was a fourth rounder for me. Tim Williams, he has obviously potential. I know you love Tim Williams. Dante Hightower could play on the edge if you needed him to. Allen a little bit.
He's the middle dude.
Yeah, but he could be in. Yeah, he could be versatile. They have C.J. Mosley and Reuben Foster. So.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Oh my gosh!
So where are you going to play Hightower? It's got to be on the edge, right?
This narrative that Alabama players suck is so bad.
Oh, stupid! Yeah. Reggie Ragland's in the mix as well. I liked him coming out, so maybe he can recover from and get back into there. At corner, they aren't great. Dre Kirkpatrick's a solid corner. He's probably the best one. Kareem Jackson's had some good years in Houston. I mean, that's a pretty good group. And then obviously Marlon Humphrey and what his potential could be. And so Kirkpatrick, Jackson, and Humphrey were all first rounders, if I recall correctly. So and then Cyrus Jones is thrown in there as well. He's out for the season right now for New England, I believe. But yeah, so Alabama, pretty freaking, and they also have Jalston Fowler, fullback, and they even have a long snapper in the NFL, the Jaguars' long snapper, Carson Tinker. He's an Alabamian.
It's a full team, man.
Yep.
It's a full team.
It's good stuff, and here's Auburn in comparison. Cam Newton, a quarterback, and then that's it, man. You ever looked at Auburn and who they have in the NFL? I legitimately think D Ford's easily the second best player in the NFL from
yeah,
Auburn.
Yeah, no,
D Ford's good, and after that, it's probably like Carl Lawson, to be honest.
Does Carl Lawson start? Yeah, on the other side.
He doesn't even start yet, but on Auburn's team. Yeah. I mean, Auburn doesn't have a lot of good NFL players, to be honest. Montrevious
Barber,
Adams, still haven't seen Peyton Barber or Corey Grant or Cameron Artis Payne. I kind of like Cameron Artis Payne, but Sammy Coates and Ricardo Lewis, the wideouts. CJ, both those guys might be out of the league. Both are on the Browns, coincidentally. CJ Uzomah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he plays for the Bengals.
All right.
Sean Coleman, the Browns starting right tackle. What, all these guys are in the AFC North. Freaking Greg Robinson. Greg Robinson honestly might be like the fourth best guy, and he's not even good. So,
all right.
Carlos Dansby. Carlos Dansby, but he's aging now. I can't even believe Dansby's still in the league. It's insane. Weird random one. Boise State would actually have a pretty decent secondary. They have
let's hear it.
Jamar Taylor is there, the Browns starting corner, who was good in Miami for a while.
All right, right.
Orlando Scandrick, who had some really good years in Dallas. George Iloka, the safety for the Bengals, who started for years. And Darian Thompson starting for the Giants now. He didn't play that well the other night, but this
all
is
right.
His first year starting. So four starters in the NFL in the secondary from Boise State.
You'll take that.
Jay Ajayi, obviously. DeMarcus Lawrence off to a great start this season. Charles Leno just got his second contract with the Bears. Little Doug Martin action.
Their running backs would be Jay Ajayi and Doug Martin. That's really good.
That's better than Alabama. I'd take those guys over Bama's guys, right? I don't know. The GOAT, Derrick Henry, but best running back on the Titans. But
he is 100%. 100% best running back on the
Titans.
I'm
going
to
get you tripping and yelling about the Pythagorean theorem if I keep that up, huh?
You're dead.
That was the best part of that. Was he screaming that the Pythagorean theorem was dead, or?
I watched this video and I tried to figure it out because I think he's either saying the Pythagorean theorem is dead, or he's saying that, like, if you're the quarterback, you're dead.
Or if you're the stat guy that cares about the Pythagorean theorem, you're dead.
You're dead.
Either way, a lot of people died. But anyway, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, some clown for ESPN tripped out on ESPN radio about stats and how they tell him that the Giants offensive line.
I wouldn't call him a clown. I'd call him an internet hero, man.
Yeah, internet hero. That's a good word for it. Weird random fact again. Boston College obviously doesn't have that many talented, NFL players, but
Simmons, what up?
Justin Simmons is a beast. Also, they have Luke Kuechly, who probably is the best linebacker in the NFL. And then Matt Ryan was probably the best quarterback in the league last year. So
no,
yeah,
incorrect.
To regular season,
I'm gonna go with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go with Aaron Rodgers.
I do think Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league, but last year Ryan was unreal. He was so good.
Nope.
And he's also off to a good start this year. So, trying to think, who else? Who do you want to check out? What other teams are we talking about here? California.
Well, I mean, what's Florida's?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, little okay. DBU action. Let's go, baby.
All right, Florida's got some good ones, man. They've got talent. Okay, let's talk defensive side of the ball first. Linebacker, a Bostic for the Colts and Anzalone. Obviously, Jared Davis. Antonio Morrison, I think he's starting for the Colts. I can't believe that.
He shouldn't be. But Jelani Jenkins before he got cut, because he just got cut.
Yeah, that's right. Laurente McCray, I didn't even know he was. He got a sack in week one. I didn't even know he was a Florida guy.
He was the third linebacker in that Bostic, Jelani Jenkins, and then McCray year in 2012.
All right, you ready for DBs?
Yeah,
Quincy Wilson starts. Yep. Starting now, I think.
Yep.
Jalen Watkins, he's like their nickel. He plays a key role. Tease Tabor,
yep.
He's bad.
Yep.
Nope,
not bad.
Yeah, but kind of
nope.
bad.
Nope,
Brian Poole. Brian Poole was a beast for Atlanta last year. Reggie All Nelson right. had some great years. Now he's about done.
Nope.
Keanu Neal, animal. Very good.
Monster.
Marcus May, not very good, but he plays for the Jets, so he'll play.
Hold up. He's okay. Jesus. It's been like one game, dude.
Two.
Come on.
And he actually was pretty decent in the two so far, I think. Anyway,
thank
so.
You.
But he's not good.
Cut
so.
My legs out from under me, man.
Vernon Hargraves, the GOAT. Joe Hayden, the lifelong Pittsburgh Steeler, lifelong Joe Hayden fan.
Steelers great,
Joe Hayden. Josh Evans, whoever that is, play safety for the Redskins.
Oh, don't give me that. Whoever that is, Quentin
Dunbar.
Well, I'll tell you what though. Hold on. Josh Evans was a good college safety, and then he cut his dreadlocks for a quote-unquote professional decision for the NFL, and that's just where it all went wrong.
That's inexcusable.
Yeah.
Kenty, that's like Samson cutting his hair. Got to know better.
Yeah. Yep.
There's rules.
The ghost of Matt Elam, right?
The ghost of Matt Elam, yeah. Forgot about him. Quentin Dunbar's out here. I don't know who that is either, but.
Quentin Dunbar played wide receiver at the University of Florida.
Did he?
True story.
Yeah. He's a DB
True story.
Now.
Never played corner. And then when he got to the NFL, they moved him to the corner.
Wow. And he's been bad?
You know,
he's on. He made a roster, great. I think.
Right. I mean, like, he's on Washington, I think, right?
Right. Yeah, Washington. He's All with right. Evans.
Quarterback, we going with Rex Grossman, right?
Well, that's a little throwback because currently Florida actually has zero quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you how shocked I am to hear that. I'm
you're
not.
You're not shocked.
I'm not, actually.
Wow. Running back, I did not know Gillislee was a Florida guy, I'm going to be honest.
What? Come on,
I didn't know.
Dude Gillie, we got Matt Jones.
Matt Jones just got cut.
Jordan Reed can play quarterback.
There Mac you Brown. You got Mac Brown. There's tons of Washington Redskins love Florida guys, huh?
Yep. Or Trey Burton. Trey Burton can play quarterback, actually. We're going to go Trey Burton at quarterback and keep Jordan Reed at wide receiver.
Trey Burton did make a roster. He's on the Eagles, so you got there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're flipping him. We're flipping him to quarterback.
Marcus Gilbert, good tackle. Going to have some good protection. DJ Humphreys. I love DJ Humphreys coming out. He hasn't quite got
it. They have both the Pouncies.
Both the Pouncies, yeah. That's going to be a good interior O-line, too. Who
Dude,
else we
no,
got in the interior?
They're doing some things. They're doing some things.
They're going to have some trench battles against Alabama's boys that are going to be.
I think Florida could run that triple option and really just mess some people up.
Would Trey Burton be a better quarterback than A.J. McCarron? That may be what it comes down
100%, 100%.
To. 100%. Probably, right?
100%. No, probably not. Probably not in the NFL. Probably.
Max Garcia would probably start on this team at the other guard spot.
All right, let's rapid fire through what's LSU's because we got to do this for Quan, right?
Hang on, yeah.
Just run through it real quick.
For the sake
names.
Of Quan, LSU's group. Okay, quarterback.
Zach Mettenberger.
I know you're going to be shocked to learn this. Oh, wait. Mettenberger's still listed here, but he's not. The Steelers cut him. So he's gone. They don't have a quarterback in the NFL. DBs though, DBs, the LSU, they also like to call themselves DBU, as does about six other schools. They just all claim the moniker. Yeah,
there's only one, but yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Jamal Adams, Delvin Bro. Oh, Delvin Bro's an LSU guy. I forgot about that. Morris Claiborne, Jalen Collins. Dude, they're better than Florida. They have better DBs than Florida.
Not
freaking Tyrann Mathieu, dude. Come on. Jalen Mills is starting. Patrick Peterson, get out of here. This is like this is like the Pro Bowl lineup of DBs. Eric Reed's out here. Rashard Robinson, if he keeps he continues to grow. Tre'Davious White's been a beast for the Bills. No, this is the LSU is DBU.
No, can't be. No.
It has to be. And they're about to be linebacker you too.
You're a Pythagorean theorem guy, huh?
Well, I am, but they're about to be linebacker you too. I'm not a Pythagorean theorem guy.
No, you're a Pythagorean theorem guy. It's fine.
At least we can both say it, kind of. Quan Alexander. Oh, listen to this linebacker. Quan Alexander, you already said Kendall Beckwith's the best linebacker on the Buccaneers. If you're a Bucs fan, listen.
Never said
Trevor
that
said
once.
That to me off the air. It happened.
never said that one.
Deion Jones. Freaking Duke Riley's about to be a murderer out there on the field in a good way.
All right, so you're giving LSU the benefit of the doubt of the younger guys, but not Florida with the DBs. All right, keep going.
No, not at all. Kevin Minter, obviously a good starting linebacker in the league. Obviously,
nope.
Barkevious Mingo, he was a great success.
Nope.
That's a good linebacker group for real, though. Deion Jones, Duke Riley's going to be a stud. Kevin Minter, who else did I say? Quan Alexander. That's a freaking good linebacker group. This defense would rival Alabama's if they were healthy. The problem is,
dude, who's on the D line?
Yeah, the problem. That's exactly what I was going to say. The problem is,
don't give me that crap.
You got Tashaun Bauer. Michael Brockers is a good player. Davin Godchaux, nah. Danelle Hunter, you got a really good pass rusher, better pass rusher than anybody Alabama's got. Anthony Johnson, Benny Logan's a good run stuffer inside. I don't know. This is a game. Like if they play. Kyle Williams, they got Kyle Williams too, dude. LSU's defense, and I would take LSU's defense over Alabama's defense.
No.
The NFL players, yes.
No.
Yes, I would do it. I would take
no.
it. Why wouldn't
no.
you? They have Kyle freaking Williams. He's one of the best defensive linemen in the league.
All right. Tell me
better
a,
pass
tell
rusher.
Me a line, tell me a linebacker that's better than Dunta Hightower that LSU has.
I'll tell you three. Quan Alexander.
What?
Deion Jones. 100% they're better. And Kevin Minter. No, Kevin Minter's not better. But I'll tell you two. Deion Jones and Quan Alexander are both better than Dante Hightower. Hightower played was playing like four snaps a game for Patriots at the end of last year.
Okay, tell me who's better than Reuben Foster, because you can't.
Nah, he's Reuben Foster. I mean, obviously at this point he's only played
have that's better than Landon Collins, because you can't.
Mm.
Tell me a pass rusher that's better than Tim Williams, because you can't.
Yeah, I can. Danelle Hunter, clown. That's easy.
Nope.
Yeah, 100%. You think Tim Williams is better than Danelle Hunter. And I will tell you a safety that's better than freaking Landon Collins. And his name's Tyrann Mathieu, and he's the GOAT.
Landon Collins!
Nope. Tyrann Mathieu's better. Better. Better ball skills. Rangier.
Better but
Patrick Peterson, too. Name any Alabama corner that's better than Patrick Peterson. Go ahead. You can't.
One more team we can go over. What's one more team? What's the other one?
Let's see. What about USC?
Get me off of this podcast. Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
You're just mad because LSU is DBU and they're better than Alabama.
I literally just this is a Pythagorean theorem podcast now because of you. This is your fault.
Pythagorean theorem podcast. Where is Southern California? Wouldn't they be under S? Maybe they're not. Maybe they're under U. USC.
University of Southern California.
Yeah, well. Okay, you ready? What position you want to hear first? Quarterback, okay. Quarterback?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, this is
Matt
where
Leinart.
Matt Leinart.
John David Mooney.
Analyst. Mark Sanchez.
Cody Kessler.
Cody Kessler, yes. Carson Palmer.
Right.
Cody Kessler. And... Matt Castle still around? Yeah, Matt Castle, he's still around. So
there's no way he's still on a team.
Oh yeah, Tennessee Titans, you know it.
What?
Yeah, running back Javorius Allen actually is finally. Javorius Allen's so weird. Like, people kind of liked him coming out. Like, was it 3 or 4 years ago? And then he didn't do anything
for
years.
Is he their starting running back?
Yeah, he's like leading them in rushing. I think I was like, I don't know where that came from, because he was like just been sitting on their bench and been inactive for like 3 years, and then all of a sudden. Justin Davis is out there somewhere with the Rams. George Farmer, I don't even know who that is. I don't think he made the roster. I don't think that's right. Trey Madden, they don't have much running back talent to speak of.
Depleted.
Wide receivers, though, Robert Woods is out here. Juju Smith-Schuster's out here. Marquise Lee's out here. He actually finally became kind of good. Nelson Aguilar is becoming good this year. So, yeah, there's some talent still in the passing game. Xavier Grimble, who looks like a Greek god for the Steelers, doesn't play like one, unfortunately. But and then they've had some good defensive players, too. They're not DBU, but Sharice Wright. By the way, Sharice Wright, one of the greatest plays I've ever seen. Frickin' Stanford running back fumbles the football. Sharice Wright picks it up. He's running it back. Andrew Luck comes across the field playing quarterback for Stanford. Lays him you-know-what out. I mean, straight out. And he fumbles the ball, and Stanford recovers it back.
One, I think I remember this
one of the hardest hits I ever seen. It was by a quarterback. And the announcers had a great little one-liner. So one said, Sharice Wright had set sail, and the other guy said, he's probably still sailing somewhere. And I just died laughing because it was like a QB hit. It was great. That was the moment that my heart truly fell in love with Andrew Luck. And I knew that whatever team ruined him in the NFL, I would hate for the rest of my days. And I do. How about the linebackers? So slash edge players for these. I mean, Devon Kennard's out here. Raymal Lugo was good for like 2 years. Clay Matthews. Nick Perry's a beast off the edge. Malcolm Smith's had Super Bowl MVP. Malcolm Smith. I didn't even know he was a USC. Did you know he was a USC guy?
Who?
Malcolm Smith?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for you to say our favorite player.
Brian friggin' Cushing, baby.
There he is, baby!
And Jarrell Casey's out here. Everson Griffin's out here. They've got some good talent, too. They might beat Alabama.
God, no. Stop it. Jeez. What are you doing, John? What
Frosty
are you doing
Rucker's
to
out here. Hey,
we're gonna
Stevie T.
This podcast, for God's sake.
Yeah, we are. And people are going to know the truth. People
all
are
right,
going to
so,
know that.
All right, the moment we've all been waiting for, let's get to Kentucky, right?
Kentucky.
You've got Randall Cobb,
Bud Dupree. Four guys I never heard of. Za'Darius Smith, Bud Dupree's running mate. Danny Trevathan's a Kentucky guy. Danny Trevathan, Wesley Woodyard, and Avery Williamson. They have pretty good linebackers.
Wow, this is not nearly as big of a joke as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Dang.
Larry Warford's a guard. Right. I mean, they have no offensive players, but it's Cobb, and that's it.
Do we have
What's another big school? One more to wrap it up.
Let's pick one with a good quarterback, like either Stanford or Cal or...
Okay, let's go Stanford. Cal's got more players in the league than I thought.
All right, go Stanford. What do we got?
Okay, here we go. Stanford. There's a good number in here.
Andrew Luck. Chris...
We got Henry Anderson, who Draft Twitter was in love with. David DeCastro. The offensive line is going to be pretty good.
Not my Draft Twitter.
You didn't like Henry Anderson? I mean, I didn't care either, but.
No.
He's out there in these streets.
Him and Trent Murphy are the two guys I just didn't get.
Oh. I got a couple good ones for Stanford. 1 second, though. Ever since we started this podcast, people have been asking us for advice, believe it or not. I know that's hard to believe after listening to this podcast. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this, where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why we always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in this business for years and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses. So off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payout, seriously, just 2 business days. And you know who's going to win. So lay down cash, win big today. We would only recommend a service that's either been good to us, to our listeners, and also to those that we know and those that we're friends with and those that we know that are involved in the betting world. So that's why we're urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay, and they have in-game live betting that the mobile site is is the best. Check it out. It's very well organized, very well designed. Make sure you get it on your phone. The most rewarding player perks in the business and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus, folks. Use the promo code LODRAFT to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Make sure you guys check that out. Always great stuff from MyBookie. Also, if you're not aware, we are giving away a Pro Football Focus Edge subscription, one per show per week. That's
Can
a
$40
value. You cannot win. Well, I guess technically they're... I've not been made aware of a rule against it. Here's all you have to do. You have to go to your iTunes, leave a review for the podcast, include your Twitter handle in the review, and each week we're going to choose a random winner. So just give us a review. Let the people know what you think of this podcast. And feel free to take as many shots at Trevor as you want to. PFF Edge subscription has player grades, snap counts, positional rankings, fantasy information, team and player pages, tons of really good in-depth stats, and NFL draft stuff that is crucial for me. I love it because you can see the snap counts, how often a guy played in the slot, how often a receiver played in the slot, how often a corner was played there, you know, how many pass rush snaps a guy had, you know, just all kinds of cool things like that. So really, really valuable stuff. Back to Stanford. Zach Ertz, David DeCastro, Doug Baldwin, Kobe Fleener, Joshua Garnett's going to be a stud once he gets healthy. Austin Hooper. By the way, you said there was no like tight end spot. Fleener, Ertz, Hooper. They've got some good ones over at Stanford. Levine Tuilolo, or however you say it. Ty Montgomery. Blake Martinez starts for the Packers. Christian McCaffrey. I don't know, man. Stanford might beat Alabama.
They got the offense, too.
Richard Sherman. If Luck's healthy.
Who?
Luck and McCaffrey. Who? Richard Sherman? You don't know who Richard Sherman is?
I'm just kidding.
yeah, Luck and McCaffrey in the backfield. I'm trying to see. Doug Baldwin at receiver. Ertz, Fleener. They've got some good tight ends. Hooper. Montgomery in the slot. This is a decent little team here. Richard Sherman's a corner. Solomon Thomas up front at one DN spot. Josh Moreau's out there. He plays rotationally for Arizona. Henry Anderson on the D-line. Things start to fall apart on the defensive side of things.
They got to score a lot of points.
Yeah, they better run up the score. I don't know. I don't think they can beat Alabama. One team Alabama can beat, we found. Kevin Hogan also may push Andrew Luck for playing time.
Good Lord, man. Lord.
Are you throwing the white towel? You've had enough on the pod.
What's Ohio State's?
Yeah, okay. Ohio State to wrap it up.
Actually, we might need to do Clemson, too. We might need to go quick here.
Okay. Ohio State, Eli Apple, Von
this
Bell.
This defense is going to be unbelievable.
Is this DBU? Right? Is this DBU, okay? Here's the names, and I'd ask you to consider this. I ask you to consider this unbiasedly, because LSU is DBU. You think Florida's DBU because you're biased.
Okay,
but look at Ohio State.
I will be 100% unbiased here.
Okay, Eli Apple, Von Bell, safety for the Saints. Kurt Coleman, who's just signed his second contract with Carolina, he's a practically underrated safety that I had no idea went to Ohio State. Garyon Conley, Nate Ebner is a special teams guy for the Patriots. Malik Hooker, the GOAT. Malcolm Jenkins, one of the best safeties in the league. Marshawn Lattimore, already on his way. Elite first round corner. Bradley Roby. Ooh, Bradley Roby's a good player. And that's it. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to write them all down, come back, and I'm gonna,
absolutely not.
I'm going to tell you tomorrow on the pod who DBU really is, because. There's a lot of good competition. Why didn't you mention Garyon Conley? Where was Garyon Conley on that list?
You said him. You said his name.
Did I? Well,
yeah.
I didn't even realize I said it.
All right. But, like, that defense is – keep going.
Well, here's the thing. If Conley, Lattimore, and Hooker all play to the potential I had them at, I had them as all, like, top 13 guys in the last year's class. I think they can all be elite. This is going to be deep. This is going to be the best group. Because there's already a couple good studs in there. Okay, here's other talent that they have in the NFL right now. Michael Bennett, the Jaguars version, so not nearly as enticing. Joey Bosa, obviously. Nick Bosa is going to be there someday, and they're going to be your starting DNs. Taylor Decker, really good left tackle. I'm a big Taylor Decker fan. Pat Elflein, I'm a big Pat Elflein fan as well. That's going to be a good offensive line. Ezekiel Elliott, oh yeah, stud. Michael Thomas is out there. Ted Ginn, a little speedster. You got a little speed element to you. Jonathan Hankins in the middle of that D-line. Cam Hayward's a tank in the middle of the D-line. Carlos Hyde, a little power back action. Cardale Jones at Q?
Yes.
He's the only one in the league.
Yes.
Believe it or not, Cardale's still in the league. He's your Q. That's it. So similar play to Alabama there. Darren Lee hasn't been very good in the NFL, but he'll be a linebacker. Corey Linsley, center for the Packers. That might be your guy in the middle. Elflein plays guard maybe. Raekwon McMillan. Jack Muhort, there's another guard. That's going to be a good offensive line. It's going to be a really good offensive line. Braxton Miller, everybody loved him coming out. He hasn't done anything. Andrew Norwell is a starting guard in the NFL. He's a good football player. Terrell Pryor, obviously, out here. Curtis Samuel out here. Ryan Shazier, a beast. This is good. Yeah, Ohio State might be the best.
I think Ohio State wins.
Yeah.
Easily. We haven't even said Zeke, you know.
I said Zeke, I think. I said him, yeah. And then you got Carlos Hyde in there, too. Real quick, let's touch on Clemson. Okay, is Clemson DBU? Just kidding. But here's their DBs. Mackenzie Alexander, they have had some good ones. Mackenzie Alexander, Bashaud Breeland, Marcus Gilchrist started for a while. TJ Green, nope, he's not the guy.
I basically just want to hear the wide receivers in the D-line.
Jayron Kearse, Byron Maxwell, yeah, okay, you're right, D-line. Wide receivers, Sammy Watkins, Mike Williams, Sharon Peak, Adam Humphreys, DeAndre Hopkins, Martavis Bryant, Jerron Brown. Jerron Brown is a good player for the Cardinals. He's good. That's a freaking phenomenal wide receiver group. And who else did you want to hear? The D-line? Carlos Watkins, DJ Reader, Shaq Lawson, Jarvis Jenkins, Grady
and then the
Jarrett.
And then the three guys that are there now.
Which three guys?
No, like Christian Wilkins, Clelin Ferrell, and DeMarcus Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
Or Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah, they're all going to be like first rounders. So Andre Branch is in there as well. So, yeah, tons of studs. This was fun. We could do this all day. I mean, there's more schools. You know, we only have a certain amount of time, but this was good stuff. Maybe we'll come back to this at some point in a more organized fashion, and we'll just kind of position group by position group, top fives and things of that nature. Maybe we'll come back to that during a dead period at some point. But, yeah, good stuff. As always, we're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to have more fun on Fan Friday. We'll take your questions. We'll tell you how you should – what you should think about the upcoming games this weekend and who's going to win. Trevor doesn't know, but I do. And so you're going to hear both of our opinions, but obviously you're going to lean toward what I'm telling you, as always. This edition of Locked On NFL Draft was brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Get into all the action with MyBookie.com. Where they will match your deposit up to a 100% bonus. Use the promo code Locked On. Check it out, guys. Really good stuff from MyBookie. Perfect plans for your weekend to check out their stuff and put down some money on some games. So, as always, thank you guys so much for listening to Locked On NFL Draft, and we will catch you again next time.